Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Beth, who is here to speak with us about the recording and listening training. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, Jen. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So recording and listening training is a program that we're hearing more and more about. And I know that you've had the great good fortune to be both participating as a participant as well as getting to train in it. So we thought you'd be a great candidate to talk a little bit about the program and what's entailed.
Yes, yes. And boy, did you say it with that idea of the great good fortune of doing both, because where I thought I might start with is the training itself. To be a trainer is that you get to actually go through the curriculum with the monastery and be facilitated through it.
So perfect. It's so practice. Because, of course, how else are you going to learn to have your own experience of it, right?
Exactly so. It's just that perfect place of the practice is the process is the outcome sort of idea. I get to do it, to be part of the training, and then to be a trainer doing the practice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, I just as you say that, I think of what we often talk about, that no matter what role we're playing in practice, it's always about our own practice. You know, so it's always, so if I'm facilitating a workshop, a retreat, or whatever it is, it's always first and foremost my own awareness practice, and not in sort of that small, it's about me, it's mine way, but just that understanding that I think you're pointing at, that it's all for me. It's all for my own waking up.
Yes, exactly. And what I saw when you were saying that is that place where each time that I get that great good fortune to facilitate someone through the RL training program is that I do it myself again. You know, I'm doing it with them. I'm doing the exercises, the homework, you know, everything, because each time I do it, there's something new to see.
Yes, yeah. That's such an important point, isn't it? Yes. And so one of the things I think has been really powerful for folks that I've been hearing around the recording and listening training is that people who have been recording and listening for years realize that doing the training has a really significant impact on their practice, on their recording and listening practice in particular.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I, you know, I experience that myself each time I go through it. And it's just like going to retreats at the monastery. You know, I might have been at TINW once before, but going through it again, there's different content, there's different awarenesses. I'm at a different place in my practice. And, you know, it's just the insights come from a deeper place and seeing more, and it just becomes very exciting to go through it again because it feels like it's the first time again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having that experience with, I'm reading the revised version of the Fear Book, and I mean, I'm having one of those experiences that people talk about of, are you sure that it said this in the book before? Because this is like a different book. But I know it's because, you know, the more we practice with something, a content, a process, as you say, the deeper we go with it. And I think that's really, really one of the reasons that recording and listening is so compatible with practice, because in itself, the tool of recording and listening has such an impact on deepening practice.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so a couple of things came up for me I saw with that when I was thinking about being on this call is that you get to practice something that I think practice points to all the time, which is adequacy. There's this place of learning the tools of recording and listening where you're given, and this word has been used before, a handle, where you're given different tools to use during the course of the 6 weeks. And so you learn different ways to use recording and listening in different situations. And as you do that, you, one, start to recognize, oh, you know, this would be a good time to do this tool with recording and listening. And another time, it might be a different tool. And what you get to practice is that there's this building of a sense of adequacy, because you're able to address some things that before conditioning might have bamboozled anyone into believing that they're lost, they don't understand, you know, they don't know, they're they have to be succumbing to conditioning. I don't know how to say it, but if that makes sense.
Absolutely. That's really interesting. So over the course of the six-week training, and over the course of the 6 weeks, there are these various different ways. You use the word handles, different ways that we learn to use the recording and listening techniques. And then I love the way you lay that out, that what we do is we ground in those techniques, and then we're out in our daily life and we're practicing with everything that comes up. And then it occurs to us, this would be a great place for this particular tool or that particular tool. And then in having that experience, I think that was even talked about, was it this morning, the Project Joy radio show, that place of it occurred to me and I did it, right? That's such a powerful 1-2 combination in practice where, so there I'm going along in my life and it occurs to me to use one of those recording and listening tools that I learned in the training, and then I actually do it. And I get to experience that adequacy that you're pointing at.
Yes, exactly. And what just dropped in with that was the idea that the minute you pick up the recorder, you're practicing.
Mm-hmm. The minute you pick up the recorder, you're... Say that again?
Well, in that movement to pick up the recorder, you're practicing. Yeah. Because it's the start of the movement towards disidentification and towards... Yeah. Responding to the human in the situation where, gosh, you know, let me try that. And already you're practicing being there, being here, being present.
Being present. Oh, that's so good. That is so good. You know, so what the phrase that just dropped in for me when you were saying that was the insight needs experience that we sometimes talk about. And so what I just saw was, when I'm taking something like a recording and listening training, I'm inputting all of this amazing material into my practice, if you will. And so then as I go along, that's available to me. Those things begin to drop in for me and to unfold. And instead of getting bamboozled for long periods of time, conditioning does what it does, but then those are triggers to, wait, I remember. There was something about that. I could use this tool.
Yes. And then from there, what is really, for me, very magical about the recording and listening practice is that the more I do it and the more I talk, record, and then the more I listen, the more I really get to discern between when conditioning is talking and when authenticity is present. And it really takes that commitment to do the practice of recording and listening. But the benefits are so huge because I get to learn and discern which is which.
Yes.
And that just makes it a full circle thing back to what you're pointing at, which is insight needs experience.
Right. And then as you say that, it takes all the pressure or standards or any idea that I'm getting somewhere out of it. Because what I realize is, it's all useful, right? Because as I'm recording, as I'm listening, as I'm going, as I'm practicing, I'm just building up that ability to discern the difference between when I'm being bamboozled by a conditioned conversation and when there's authenticity here. And so if we can just relax into that process, gosh, it just becomes, the whole thing becomes joyful.
Right. And then what also builds with that is you know, I think for me, my tendency in the beginning of my recording and listening practice was to turn to it in those times of, you know, feeling really bamboozled and really stuck. But what I've found lately is the joy of picking up the recorder and making recordings that are so exuberant and so full of life and so much about just how much I'm loving experiencing what's going on. And it doesn't necessarily change anything, but it just really grounds me in a sense that I'm not alone because I get to share it.
Yes. And you get to share it with something, someone, however we say that, who is going to be right there sharing it with you versus who knows what else is going to happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And to that point, in a sense of when I do pick it up, when I really am struggling, I know that I'm not alone, and I know that I can start to trust myself and trust the process because it's not going to change the content of what's going on, but it changes how I am with it.
Exactly. Yes. So there, that goes to the other Project Joy quote, right? The one about the world doesn't change, but we change, or something like that. So it's the place of, you know, everything's exactly the same, but because my relationship with it is different, it feels completely different. And so because egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate's big thing is to get us in isolation and separate and alone, and recording and listening is a conversation, if you will, that we can be in with life, a conversation of love, of joy, of compassion, of oneness.
Yeah. Yes, exactly so. And I just know that from my own experience of doing recording and listening and in the beginning, you know, feeling like, oh, I'm really kind of struggling with doing this on a daily basis or at least a consistent basis, if not daily, but a consistent basis, that going through the recording and listening training to become a trainer set me up, gosh, maybe those aren't the right words, but supported me in a way of really being able to keep that commitment after the recording and listening training was over, because it became something that just was part of my daily routine.
It reminds me of the, you know, if you truly want to learn something, teach it. But that really ups our commitment.
Very much so.
Well, Beth, I'm having a really nice time here and realizing that we're a couple of minutes past the hour. Wow. That happened fast.
I didn't realize that either.
Anything else you'd like to add in before we end?
You know, if anybody has any questions, please write in. You know, just write in. Just participate even that way and ask questions about the recording and listening training program, because it's just, it's so many people may stop themselves and there's no need to.
There's no need to. Amen. RLtrainers at livingcompassion.org. Is that the, do you know?
You know, I'm so sorry to say, I don't have it off the tip of my tongue, but I'm sure that the recording and listening website, would that have it?
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
we can yeah. get and, that information.
Yep. And one of us will supply it to Michael during the show so he can he can get it into the
Thank you.
Do the confirmation. Yep. Thank you so much, Beth, for being with us this
Thank
afternoon.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks,
everyone. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.